East Coast Breakfast.
Yesterday, it was only yesterday, we shared the story of Miss Thembele Shangase from Inchanga, whose house was destroyed in 2022 floods. If you go to our website and have a look at the picture, what's left there is not a house. There's some walls that are upstanding. There's a semblance of a home there. And we've got friends and family that are living with neighbors and friends of neighbors. And some of the kids have to go to school, and she helps out with the sports community. It is unmanageable. It really is. So her living conditions are unsafe. And so we decided this Mandela Day, we're building a home.
We are building a home. And you can go to ecr.co.za. You go to the donation tab if you want to help build the home. But today we're joined by somebody who has made a very, and when I say sizable, I mean sizable. And I mean bigger than her handbag collection. That's how sizable it is. And she's got a collection.
Yeah.
250,000 Rand has been donated on behalf of the Sabaya Trust. Yes, but
Say it again.
No, 250,000 Rand.
Say it the other way. A quarter of a million
Rand.
Yes. Sure.
So I just want to, she deserves a very long intro. Businesswoman, philanthropist, wife, mother, media personality, actress, right? You've done everything, right? So we know you so well and we feel like we're your friend, but you're also the Sabaya trustee. Miss Sarisha Naidu, good morning and welcome to East Coast Breakfast.
Oh,
welcome.
Guys, you'll really know how to hype a person up.
All right, thank you so much. Real.
Listen, if you're donating 250,000, we will hype you up any day.
It's so great to be here, and we're so honored to be a part of the initiative for Mandela Day. And I think as a recent trustee, I joined last year, and my husband Verve is away, chairman, and he said, come in and tell them like what we'd like to do. But also, what we've decided is the trust is moving in a different direction this year and late last year is we're doing legacy projects.
Yeah.
So for this is such an amazing initiative. I mean, to house 13 people.
Mm.
And I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
It was wow.
Yeah.
It was a lot to take in. And I was like, people live there, you know, and we see this every day in South Africa. So it's so nice to start one dream at a time. And obviously, Sabaya is doing a whole lot more. But just to be here and to share this initiative with you guys and to hold hands with you guys is incredible for us.
Fabulous. So people listening right now, what message would you give to would-be donors who might be in a position or just need a little encouragement to donate?
I feel there's a lot of people with haves as opposed to have-nots in South Africa. We just need to pull them out and make them understand what kindness is, what Ubuntu is, and what South Africa really is about, and draw on that feeling this time around. So you may have like 450 Rand, you know, and that's all you can do. That is such a big deal. It's going to just add to your pot, and we're going to build this home.
100%.
Mm. And hopefully we can build more than two rooms.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Like, yeah. I'm crossing fingers here on that, right?
If we're starting with a 250,000 Rand, yeah, I think we're on a good record.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, do as much as you can. Like, every cent counts. I think people don't understand that. 100%. It's a possibility.
Don't think that your little donation doesn't count, because we have 10 million people in this province. You know, a rand each is 10 million. That's, you know, but I mean, you know, maybe, you know, just like whatever you can give.
Yeah. How easy is it to donate? Is it a long process? You just click and go?
No, ecr.co.za. You go to the donation tab. It's literally that simple. So it's super, super easy.
Also, we should challenge corporates, because there's a lot of corporates who could come to the party, and I'm hoping that happens with you guys.
We will do exactly that. Yeah. I'm writing that
down.
I'm
challenging corporates for a 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom house.
Especially corporates that have their own as well, separate CSI. And we can say, okay, cool, can we come over here? We've offered a Section 18A.
There we go.
Absolutely sorted. And we can't have Sarisha here and not speak about her. We'll have her Devon story, guys. It's going to happen.
What? Hang on, you wanted been, money and tea.
Yeah, well, what? You know, it's been a very entertaining season. I've been playing the boys during the weeks that it's been going, some clips and some audio. They know the pool scene, infamously. But reunion's coming up. Tell us something that no one else knows. What are we going to expect? It's going to be spicy.
So guys, we just shot reunion, of which, and I hope they don't play me nodding off like three times, because we started at like 8 o'clock in the morning and we finished at, I think, 4 a.m. the next morning.
Wow.
And you know, you still got to look glam and pretty sitting there like, but I can tell you that reunion, even though we were a miss on a few members of the team, the end part of reunion is so shocking that I saw unseen footage for the first time, and I was like almost like, oh my, like reaction, I was blown away.
No.
I didn't even think something like that was possible.
What?
Also has to do with radio, but like, that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, I can't wait.
Radio.
Oh, guys, I know. That's a clue, you know. It's a clue.
But you're not new to Real Housewives, and you're saying that this is...
It was shocking for
me. Could this be the most shocking thing we've ever?
This is the most shocking thing I've seen in 5 seasons.
Yo!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm so excited now.
I'm in.
When is the reunion episode? When is it?
I think we should be airing in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. The next week or two should be out. Yeah.
We should have a watch party here live.
Yeah. We should. Yes. Actually, we can have it at the Ocean's Mall, right? Yeah. Right? You're going to let us. Yeah, there we go.
All right, we're making all of these plans, but how amazing is that? Businesswoman, philanthropist, actress, and all round everything. Sarisha Naidu, thank you so much for your very generous donation. Can we just mention it again?
Yes.
250,000
rand. A quarter of a million.
A quarter of a million rand. And Sarisha did ask the question, how easy is it to donate? It's this easy to donate, right? You pick up your phone or you go to your computer and you type in ecr.co.za. Up at the top there, it says donation tab. You click on that donation tab and then you donate 250,000 rand or just 250 rand.
Yeah.
But anywhere between 250 and 250,000.
20 rand is even good.
We'll take whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you can, another 250,000 we're coming really handy, is what you're saying. Sarisha, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for making this dream a reality for this family. I think that's the most important thing.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.